Amen. Can you say amen to that preaching? Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful to have this opportunity. You know, I kind of feel great preaching a youth service. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, everybody looks at these gray hairs. Now, listen, that's a wig. I'm fooling you, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, how old was you when you turned gray? I said, well, probably around 20 years old. 20 years old when I turned gray. And they said, boy, didn't you hate that? I said, no, not really. Amen. I started building houses when I was around that age, and I said, probably if the people I was building houses for knew how young I was, they'd never let me down. Hallelujah. So God's got a plan, don't he? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. Certainly good to see all of our friends, and good to see Brother Doval back there. I know he's feeling good. He's already threatened to whoop me. Hallelujah. So, amen. Just wonderful. Hey, young people, we are witnessing. If you think that God is out of the miracle business, just look at Brother Doval. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, you know, we take such emphasis on, you know, well, it's, you know, that. And I'm going to preach here to you, but we take such emphasis about the old days, you know, Brush Arbor meetings, all this. But we forget, Brother Gallagher, I was in a class there years ago, and he said, you know, he said, I suspect that all those glory days they talk about maybe wasn't so glorious. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I said all that to say this. God is still the same today as he was yesterday, as he was last year, 20 years, 50 years, from the beginning of time. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is still powerful and doing miracles. Hallelujah. So don't you ever forget it. Amen. Don't you ever forget it. Well, amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Lamentations chapter number 3. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter number 3. We appreciate this opportunity. Amen. Brother Brent, like he said, we have growed up together and preached there at home at youth camp. Amen. Together. And just wonderful to be here. Lamentations 3 and verse number 46. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. Turn with us one more place and we'll try to preach to you to the book of Job, chapter number 22. Job chapter number 22 and verse number 10. When you get there, say amen. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. If you would stretch your hands one more time this way and ask God to help us, Father. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God, for your word. We thank you, God, for this congregation. We thank you for these young people, Lord, that's come out here. God, we ask that you would anoint us, God, to preach your word, Lord. Anoint us to encourage, God. Lord, anoint us to challenge, God, these young people, this congregation. And we'll give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. If God would be merciful and help us here tonight, I'd like to preach on the pitfalls facing this generation. Hallelujah. The pitfalls facing this generation. Now, there's no way I could go into all of them. I just want to touch on three here tonight. Amen. But a pitfall is defined as a hidden or unsuspected danger or difficulty. A snare. A trap. Amen. How many would say tonight that we are living in a time of pitfalls? Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Amen. I tell you what, snares and traps all around like never before. And especially for our young people. Could I hear it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we, as growing up, amen, we did not have, amen, access to technology. technology like we have today. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Not only has technology increased the temptation, but Satan himself has become bolder than I have ever seen it in my lifetime. Amen. My God, have mercy. Here just a couple weeks ago, amen, the Supreme Court, amen, ruled, amen, that homosexuals, amen, could marry right here in the state of Virginia. Amen. Let me tell you something, young people. Sin is still sin. I don't care if the White House, amen, or the courthouse, amen, or the church house says it ain't. Sin is still a sin. And the pitfalls that we must, oh God, have mercy, help me here tonight. Amen. Just because we may be desensitized to it, just because it may be in our face all the time, it does not make it any less than a trap. Amen. And my God, have mercy. Amen. We must be careful and identify the pitfalls facing this generation. Oh God, have mercy, help us. Amen. Our churches have become soft and silent across this nation. Whew. Hey, listen to me, young people. If you've got a pastor that'll stand up behind the pulpit and will preach you, amen, sin is sin, amen, will name sin, huh? Amen, you better thank God every day, amen, that you wake up, amen, because there is thousands that are climbing in pulpits on Sunday morning, handing out sugar cookies, amen, telling you you're okay, just come on in, amen. But can I tell you, amen, we are living in an hour that if we're not careful, amen, we'll lose this generation. We'll lose this generation because of the pitfalls they are facing. My God, have mercy. Amen. Our churches has become no more than a social club. That's right, church. Amen. No more than just a gathering place, amen, to shake hands and swap business deals, huh? Amen. Why do you come to church, young people? Amen. Get rooted and grounded, amen, and identify, amen. My God, have mercy. I want a church. I want a pastor that'll preach me the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's dangers and there's traps out there. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Mike Roberts, my pastor. Many of you know him. Most of you know him. He said he called Brother Don Rich the other day. He told me, he said, Brother Rich, he said, I've got a message for you. He said, what is it, Brother Roberts? He said, the message that I want you to preach is, my people are hurting. He said, Brother Rich said, you're exactly right, Brother Roberts. They are hurting for some good holiness preaching. They are hurting, amen, for somebody to get up in the pulpit and to tell them the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And for about 5 minutes, he preached a little sermon on my people's really hurting. Hallelujah. Amen. That's exactly where we're at. Amen. We need somebody that'll stand in the gap, that'll make up the hedge, and'll say, my God, have mercy. Look out, young people. Hallelujah. Look out. Because there's pitfalls that are facing us. Hardly here tonight. Amen. The first one that I want to bring to our attention is the pitfall of laziness in our youth. When's the last time a preacher come and preached that you's a bunch of lazy bums? Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12 says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe that God despises laziness? Huh? Let me hear an amen, boys. Huh? Oh, yes. Amen. There is 18 verses directly, amen, against sorriness, laziness, slothfulness. There's a host of verses, amen, that refer to it. Amen. You can look through the Bible. Amen. My God, have mercy. God despises laziness. And we have a generation of lazy young people. Just say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't stand to see a young person Was y'all grinning? I hope y'all going to back me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you probably had me in youth camp, so you know what to expect. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't stand to see a young person piled up on the couch with the grass 2 foot high. Amen. I just can't get out there and mow the yard. Daddy be home in a minute. Huh? You know why I'm preaching this? Because if you're lazy in your work and you're lazy in your schoolwork, if mama has to beat you with a belt to get you to do your schoolwork, amen, you're going to be a lazy Christian. Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Amen. You've got to be a hard-working Christian. Hallelujah. 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 How many would say praying's easy? I got tickled. You know, my little boy Levi, most of y'all know Levi. I'll pick at him. He didn't come, so his fault. Hallelujah. Amen. He's about 8 years old. I said, son, go in there and pray. We was praying. What, 5 minutes, he come back in there. I said, son, did you pray? He said, Dad, I have prayed everything I can think of. Hallelujah. Huh? Is that how you are? I said, well, did you pray for this? Well, no. Huh? Well, did you pray? Well, no. I said, son, let me tell you something. I said, grab your Bible, open it up to Psalms, and start praying the Psalms. Hallelujah. Really? I said, absolutely. Amen. Whatever you got. I said, name everybody in the church. Name all your kin people. Amen. Just call out anybody you can think of. Amen. You know what I was trying to do? Teach them to pray. Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Amen. Jesus in the garden. You know what he did? He prayed till his sweat became great drops of blood. Hallelujah. And we couldn't. Oh, we're having a weenie roast down there. There'll be 150 show up. We're having a prayer meeting. There'll be 10. How come, Brother Savage? Lazy. Lazy. Children, listen to me. I'm trying to preach to you. There's pitfalls in being a lazy person. You know, America's become a welfare state. Heaven help us. How long do I have? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I had an old boy, hung drywall. I said, you got any family? Yes, sir. It's been years ago. And matter of fact, it's probably when Brother Roger, I worked for Brother Roger. And he said, yeah. He said, I was married, got divorced. He said, you know what we did? He's proud of himself. He said, I divorced her. And said she got SSI, got HUD, food stamps, WIC. He named all his stuff. And said, then I just moved back in with her. Hallelujah. He said, then I got on my disabled Social Security, and he was hanging 100 board of drywall a day. Amen. Making, at that time, I think we was paying about $4 a board. Amen. I told my Lord, I started calculating it up, making about $6,000-$7,000 a month back in the early 90s. Amen. You know what? We'd all say, shamey, bad boy, huh? Wouldn't you? Would you young people say that, huh? That's terrible, ain't it, huh? Guess who's picking up the tab for that? Us's, huh? Yeah. Excuse my hillbilly vernacular, but us's, huh? We the one paying for that one, yeah. Amen, but you know what? We'll come in a church house, amen, we ain't put a dime worth of prayer in a service, amen, we ain't studying the Word of God, amen, and we'll get up here, I'm ready to shout, amen, I'm ready to run, I'm ready to get in, amen. My God, have mercy, young people, amen, don't be lazy. Hallelujah. Don't be lazy. Amen. It'll bleed over in your spiritual life. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Hey, you know, I understand. We have created this monster. We really have. You know, when everybody lived on a farm, Brother Gabbard, it wasn't too hard, you know. But now, we're in our suburban homes, asphalt jungles. Huh? But let me tell you something. You can still find you something to occupy yourself with. Now, I'm going to talk to you just a minute and I'm going to move on. If you'd be honest with me, you'd say, Brother Travis, You know when the devil tempts me the most?
Yes, sir.
When I'm sitting there at the house. Nothing to do. Huh? Hey, I'm trying to help you young people. You know I am. You know I am. At idleness. I'm bored, huh? Then you know what the devil's done? He slipped that old iPad and that old cell phone so easy. I just scroll. Huh? Yeah. Listen to me. Grab you. I don't care if you go mow your neighbor's yard. I don't care if you go sweep the street. I don't care if you read the Bible from cover to cover. Amen. I don't care. Hey, listen to me. Do something with your time. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you're not careful, you'll be a lazy Christian. Amen. And it'll show up. Amen. Years down the road. Amen. You'll wonder, how did I get in such a mess? I'll tell you why. Because you never was diligent with your time. Hallelujah. I got to move on. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I got to hit this. It's fine. Are you a good worker in your youth group? Huh? When they call for a car wash, can they find you with a search warrant? Lord, I got it. My God, ain't no way I can do it, huh? Be the first one to say, hey, Pastor, I'll do it. Be the first one when the floor needs mop to grab a mop, huh? Be the first one to take the trash out, huh? Hey, let me tell you something. God will bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, He will. All right, that's enough. You've had enough, ain't you, huh? Can I hear an amen? Y'all liking this? You all right, huh? All right. The second thing is the pitfall of disrespect. Oh, let's turn over here and see what the Bible says. You want to hear what the Bible says? Let's hear what the Bible says. Let's turn to Nehemiah. Nehemiah here. If I can find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you, the thing about putting stickies in your Bible is they fall out, okay? Just help me here. Nehemiah chapter number 9, verse number 26. You don't have to stand. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. Therefore, thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies who vex them. The pitfall of disrespect. Let me tell you something, young people. I was brought up in an age when you didn't call your pastor by his first name. That's right. It was brother. It was sister. You understand what I'm saying? And you, why was it, brother? Because it was a sign of respect. You know what I'm saying? Brother Doble, I don't think you have ever heard me call you Alvin. That's right. It's always Brother Alvin. That's right. Matter of fact, I catch myself out in town, even talking to other business people, and I'll say, Brother Mike, Brother Horton, Brother Ralph. And you know what? They stop and they look at me, and they're like, is that your preacher? I said, yes, sir, it is. But it differentiates. It sets them apart. And if we're not careful, we'll get so familiar that we'll get disrespectful. And before long, it's just old Bob up there, huh? It's just old John. It's just old Bill. It's just old Brent. It's just old, listen to me. Amen. And before long, amen, old Bob is just, it's just him on his soapbox. That's just him to, Let me tell you something, young people. We need to get back to being respectful. Amen. We need to get back, amen, to being respectful to God's house. Amen. To God's man. Hallelujah. Because God, how many of you believe the Holy Ghost is a gentleman? Oh, yes, He is. You can't run the preacher down on Saturday and expect a blessing on Sunday. Can I hear an amen? Huh? You know what we have? We have got into this trap. Listen to me. Amen. We've gotten this trap now. We grade preachers. I'll give him about 85 tonight. Really? Really? Well, I'm glad they made you the judge on grading preachers. Hallelujah. I believe I'll give... Boy, that service dry as chip. Really? Huh? Huh? Who gives us the authority? After a while, when that preacher gets behind that pulpit, he's going to have a message from God for you. And if you're not respectful of him, and you've lost your respect, oh, God have mercy. Listen to this. One of the best sermons old Balaam heard was from his own donkey. Think about that. Wasn't it? Sure was. And my preacher ain't much. Hey, if that's who's God put over, you better respect him. You hear me? Amen. You better not run him down. Amen. Because God has set him over you. Amen. First Chronicles says, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. That means keep your mouth shut when it comes to things of God. He didn't put you, young people, amen, to say, well, I don't know about that, huh? My God, have mercy. When the anointing is falling down, I'd be careful about that, wouldn't you? I read where it was these little kids, go up thou bald head. Huh? God said, I've got some bears to take care of you. Hey, young people, listen, Brother Travis, I'm trying to help you. Be respectful of the man of God. Be respectful of God's word. Hey, what about, I got to hurry. I know I do. Listen to me. Be respectful about what we wear to the house of God. Is that all right? I'm serious. I just can't stand to see a young, and you probably, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So I'm not fussing at you, okay? I'm just trying to help you. You probably didn't realize it. You probably, well, I didn't think so. Maybe your mom did. I don't know. But listen to Brother Travis. As much as I do not care for the president we have right now, okay? If he walked in here tonight, I would stand and honor his office. You hear me? That's right. That's exactly right. So, in saying that, amen, we have to be careful. Amen. Now it's almost come to church in your pajamas. What in the world? Huh? My Lord, amen, look like you just crawled out of bed with your hair going seven ways from Sunday. Amen, looks like you just crawled, amen, my Lord. Ain't even had time, amen, wipe the milk off your upper lip. Hallelujah. Amen, let me tell you something. Be respectful of God's house. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Let me tell you why. We're coming to see the King. Hallelujah. I said, we're coming to see the King. Amen. And when I see the King, amen, I want to be dressed for him. I want to have my heart right. I want to be able, Brother Gabbard. Amen. When he comes into a service, that I can stand up and his anointing will come down upon me. Hallelujah. Be respectful of God's house. Now listen, this ain't Bible holiness doctrine. It's Brother Travis doctrine, okay? I can't stand to be preaching. See somebody back there? Hey, the cow lot's out here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? Because I got a sneaking suspicion when you get done with it. Right under the pew. Hallelujah. Huh? In the carpet. Huh? Hey, and listen. Please, please. You probably didn't even realize, okay? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not throwing stones at you. I'm just telling you. God wants respect. I've never seen anybody receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost chomping gum. I haven't. Okay? And I know you say, well, brother, you just don't realize my bad breath. Well, hey, I understand that. But listen. What I'm trying to preach to you young people, be respectful of God's house. Be respectful. Amen. I tell you how serious it is. You believe it's hard preaching? go to the courthouse. I have heard the judge say, sir, do you care to spit your gum out? Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, hey, I'd rather honor God a lot more than I would the county judge, wouldn't you? Huh? I would. I'm saying, God, get our heart right. So, God, that sweet anointing can come down and can help us. Well, all right. Brother Brent, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Amen. One more thing on this, and I'm moving on to point three. Amen. Hallelujah. If you invited me over to eat, and as soon as we pulled up to the table, I grabbed me a newspaper and jerked it out and started reading it, what would you think? Whole time, you give me a conversation, I'm reading my newspaper. Or, if you invited me over, Brother Holcomb, and I brought my Monopoly game, and while you was trying to have a conversation about how he's doing, I set up my Monopoly game, started playing Monopoly, totally ignored. Would that offend you? Would that offend you, Brother Austin? It wouldn't take very long to you to say, this is the rudest guy I've ever been around. What if I got out my pen and started writing a letter to my girlfriend, huh? Or my wife, hallelujah. Well, I caught that quick, didn't I? Hallelujah. You'd say, boy, that's a rudest feller, huh? What about if we come in, Brother Bobby, to the church house, amen, and we seen you back there, amen, and you was going through your mail, and you was just, you know, putting piles and paying your bills and stuff. You'd say, boy, that's awful, ain't it? Now, buckle up your seatbelt just a minute, one young people. I got the newspaper on right here. I got a game right here I could probably play right here. I can type my wife a love letter right here. Huh? I can check my mail right here. And so help me, church, young people. We get so guilty coming right in the house of God. It's very disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. God ain't for that. God ain't for that. You understand that? God ain't for that. And I'm saying this with all the love in Brother Travis's heart. I'm saying, please, please, don't do that. Because you know what? God may walk down that aisle tonight. And he may decide to go right down your pew. Hallelujah. And if you're sitting there texting, amen, and writing letters, amen, playing games, amen, checking social media, whatever, God's going to just pass you right on by and go to somebody else. Amen. God wants a respectful young person, amen, to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. Oh, yes, he does. All right, I'm moving on here. Oh, yes, he does. The third thing here. Yes, all right. That's right, sis. That's exactly right. The third thing is the pitfall of being unfaithful to the house of God. Hey, I missed it. Houston, we have a problem. We got a problem, Brother Savage. Our young people, for some reason, they found an extra verse in the Bible. And it says, it is optional for thou to go to my house. Whenest thou wantest to. I missed that one. I'm sorry. It may have been in one of them new versions, Brother Gabbard. Amen. I don't hardly know it. Amen. But listen, we have a problem, young people. It's not optional to come to God's house. You hear me? I said it's not optional to come to God's house. When the doors are open and it's time to have church, you should be here. Hallelujah. Amen. You should be here like the old timer said with bells on. Hallelujah. Ready to worship God, Brother Hobby. Amen. You know what? Amen. Now it's almost, well, I got, now listen. I hate trying to clarify my preaching because I know what I'm preaching. You should know what I'm preaching, okay? But I'm going to clarify this. I understand if you're working a job, but I understand that, you know, if you're sick and throwing up and got Ebola or whatever, stay home. My God, we don't want you, okay? But you know what, Brother Nathan? Lord, you know, I got to look and my carpets was dirty, so I thought I'd stay home and clean them. Really, man. Young people are inventing new reasons to stay home. Yeah. I had no guy. Hey, and what's the deal with dragging in late? Huh? Come on, boys. Come on. Come on, kids. Come on. You wouldn't be late to your dates, would you? You wouldn't be late, amen, to your social meeting, would you? You wouldn't be late to that down at the restaurant when they're getting together. You wouldn't be late. You'd be 10 minutes early shooting hoops, wouldn't you? Amen. We drag in 30 minutes late to the house of God. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a pitfall, amen, facing this generation, and it's called being unfaithful to the house of God. Hallelujah. And we got to work on it. We got to work on it. We've got to work on it. Oh, yes, it is. Hey, listen, Brother Travis here, okay? I'm about done. I know you're glad. Amen, but I had this old boy. He was late. I work several men. Amen. And he was late. Brother Doval, we was all gathered around there. He comes sliding in one morning. Whew, Lord, man, my truck and all this, you know. I said, okay, all right, okay. Next week. He comes sliding in. Whew, man, I overstayed. I said, you know what, brother? Won't you just go on back and get your beauty sleep, okay? I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to use you. You're going to fire me? I said, absolutely. Go ahead. That's mean, ain't it? Well, that's ugly, ain't it? I hate people dragging around. That's right. I hate people. If we're going to have church, let's get on with it, okay? I said, let's come with our hearts prepared. Let's come mentally prepared. Let's come prayed up. Amen. Let's come ready to go. Amen. My God, have mercy. The bass player, 30 minutes late. The piano player, dragging in. Amen. All these people, hey, if you've got a position in the church, amen, be on time. Amen. Be faithful to the house of God. God is looking for you to be faithful. Matthew 24 and 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You know what? I had a wise old man tell me, Brother Gabbard, he said, Travis, said, you know who gets the most work done? I said, who's that? He said, the man that shows up every day to work. That's deep, ain't it? That's deep, ain't it? It just about went over my head. It was so deep. Hallelujah. I said, oh. He said, just people show up to work. And that's all God's want. Be faithful to the end. Young people, don't get in a habit. And really, we get in a habit of it. We do. We get in a habit of it. We know it's going to take 5 minutes to shave, 10 minutes to shower, 3 minutes to brush your teeth. If we don't forget, we got her down to the second. Amen. And then if we forget, amen, our shirt ain't ironed or our ties, man, whatever, we're late, huh? Yeah. You know how to solve that problem? Simple. Start earlier. Hallelujah. Start earlier. Be faithful to the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. I believe. Amen. That if you'll be faithful to God, He'll be faithful to you. Years ago, I'll tell this and I'm quitting. Sister Angel, we hadn't been married maybe 2 or 3 years. And she was having severe migraines, Brother Bobby. And she's having 2 or 3 a day. Her vision would block out. And she was, you know, so when she wasn't having a migraine, she was afraid she was going to have one. You've been there, ain't you? Huh? Oh, yeah. And so it went on for 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. We was praying. The church was praying. Amen. And I remember one, it's through the week. I said, God, I've got to go down to the church house. I went down to the old Little Mill Creek Church. Man, y'all have been there. Amen. I went in there, shut the doors. Amen. I got down on my face and I cried and I wept before God. And I said, God, I've tried to be faithful. Since I'm just a boy, Lord. Me and my wife has come to church. We've tried to give to the work of God. We've tried to be faithful. And I said, God, would you honor our faithfulness? and touch my wife. Amen. She went to the doctor. They run some tests. She called me. She said, I got my reports. I said, what'd they say, hon? She said, they said, the doctor said, I was disgustingly healthy. Hallelujah. God will be faithful to you if you'll be faithful. You know the word we use now, Brother Paul Marquis, good to see you. Amen. Was fashionably late. You know, I want to be fashionably late. Let me ask you a question, young people. When that car is hydroplaning, do you want God to be fashionably late? When you're needing that instant, oh, God, help me. My wife was going down the road the other day, and there was in a construction zone, and lanes merged from three lanes to one lane. Amen. And there was a semi-trailer, truck and trailer right beside her. Amen. She just about went out in eternity. All she had time to say was, oh, God. And God done it right like that. Let me tell you something. You can't be unfaithful to, you can't afford to be unfaithful to God. You hear me? You can't afford to be, young people. Amen. In this day and time, amen. My God, have mercy. Amen. We're living in such a volatile air. You never know what's going to happen. Amen. I tell you what I say. Be faithful. Amen. Don't be lazy. Come to the house of God. And God will meet you there. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Don't you appreciate that this evening? Young folks, that's great counsel. That may be not what you want to hear, but that is what you need to hear.